Well, hello there. My name is Morgan Harper Nichols. I'm an artist and a writer, and this is a space where I share words that I hope can make a little room for you to slow down and take a few deep breaths as you prepare for whatever lies ahead. Thanks for being here today. And now, on to today's episode. There is more to come. There is more to come. There is more to your story. There is more to come. These phrases are phrases that have showed up in a lot of my poetry and prose that I've written over the years. However, because it showed up so much, I've been tempted to stop saying it altogether. However, for whatever reason, it keeps coming back up. When I'm writing for other people or when I'm making artwork, I find myself writing things with this sentiment. There is more to come. There is more to your story. So I started to question myself and ask, why do I keep writing about this? Why do I keep writing about more, more, more? Shouldn't I be telling myself and also others to be content where you are and to not only focus on having more? And it's become something that I've wrestled with and I've spent a lot of time thinking about. So I wanted to share with you how I've discovered that when I'm writing about more, what I realize I'm actually saying beneath the layers. And I hope that it can be encouraging and take some of the pressure off of this feeling of needing to have more, if you've ever dealt with that. So one way to define the word more is a greater or additional amount or degree of. And I feel like that definition, for me at least, I feel like I need a bit more. It's like, well, what does that even mean to have a greater quantity of what? What do I need more of? And that is ultimately the question that I ended up asking myself. Well, what do I need more of? If I keep writing about there's more to my story, there's more to come, well, what is it? What do I need more of? So here is a poem prose piece that I wrote that kind of asks that question and answers it. And not answers it in such a way that I feel like this is just the most concrete definition of what we all need more of. But I think that it helps us go a little bit deeper beyond the surface level more of things that we can touch in the material world. Oh, I need more this, more that. I think it helps us go a little bit deeper. So I hope that this piece can help you go a little bit deeper in pursuing more in your life. There is more to come. There is more to come. And we may not always know in real time what that more is. But as the sun rises each day, we are given an invitation to have more moments. More moments to encounter daylight, more moments to encounter love, to be kind to ourselves and others, to take deep breaths, to create, to share, to be present to each new moment. These may seem like small things, but when we look back, we will find that the time we spent expressing gratitude for all of the good we encountered in the present moment mattered so much more than we were able to see at the time. When we look back, we will find all along there was more to come. More love, more joy, more grace, more gratitude. There is more to come. There is more to come. Writing this out helped me to expand my definition of more, to recognize that maybe pursuing more in life isn't about pursuing things that I can just physically touch and see, but about what I can feel, but about what I'm experiencing on the inside, because it's from that place that I'll be able to carry out my daily routines and my daily activities. And more than I need to focus on everything that I haven't figured out yet, and all of the things that I feel like I can't quite see, and all of those moments where I don't feel like a dreamer, I don't feel like a visionary, I don't feel like someone who can just pinpoint exactly what I want to see 10 years from now, 20 years from now. Instead of focusing on that, I can say this: no matter what does or does not happen, I know that not only for myself, but for others, we're going to need more joy. We're going to need more love. We're going to need more storytellers. We're going to need more people who are empathetic. We're going to need more people who are willing to listen. We're going to need more grace. And that's what I can focus on when I start to write and to say and repeat to myself and share with others that there is more to come and there is more to all of our stories. So here's to a brand new day of pursuing more. Pursuing more love, more joy, more grace, more gratitude. Let's take a deep breath and celebrate the fact that we know there is more to come. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you throughout the day. What do you want more of in your life? Thanks again for listening. I'm Morgan Harper Nichols.